This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
So I've just bumped into Kira Mills, who's the RNIB head joy maker and possibly might be braille maker. Kira, you've obviously been using braille, I suppose, all your life, I suspect.
Since I was about 5 years old, I remember I've been in two primary schools. The first primary school thought print will be okay, but my second primary school were sort of very strict on it. They were like, nope, you have to use braille. So since I was about 5 or 6, I've started learning braille, and it's just sort of been a journey since then.
And how easy did you find it? Because some people think, oh, braille must be really hard to learn and stuff, but I think maybe when you're a little bit younger, it's possibly easier.
Yes, when you learn things when you're younger, it does naturally make it easier. But what it also does is means I can't remember much. But I do remember it being a little bit difficult at first. But I think once you get the hang of it, it's absolutely fine. Because I'm also currently in the stage of learning braille music, which is quite difficult for now. But I'm sure we will pick that up, and I'm sure I'll find it just the same.
And how are you finding the difference between reading braille words and then reading braille music? Because it is very different from what I hear.
Now, I think the problem we have here is the braille music code is like equivalent to various sort of braille letters and contractions and things that I'm used to reading in Unified English Braille as something else. So it's trying to hear it and almost visualize it in my head as actual notes in braille music rather than just braille combinations that mean something else in UEB Braille.
And have you sort of used braille in a maybe a sort of surprising or maybe funny kind of way?
I mostly use it for my schoolwork and reading. They're the main things I use it for. But I did once find it, we went on holiday to Greece and we just had this person chuck a braille book at us and go, here's braille on the history of the castle you're at. And that was quite surprising and actually quite good because braille doesn't crop up in a lot of places. But so when it does crop up, I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's that sort of thing when you're in a restaurant and you get given a braille menu and you say,
yes,
I like having it and I think I've got to read it.
Yes, because when I go into a restaurant, I mean, I never go in alone, but I'm trying to always imagine, oh, what will I do when I go in alone and I don't have a carer? Well, I want seeing AI on my phone to read it out to me, but that just talks at me for ages. So what am I going to do? Because what if the waiters don't have time to read it? But I did once get given a braille menu and I did try and read through it. I think it was at, was it a Pizza Hut? I can't remember. It was some random place like that. And it was quite amazing.
And are you interested in all the technology around braille at the moment? Because we've got these sort of multi-braille line displays. We've got stuff that's showing graphics in braille. Is that something that you're sort of really interested in?
Yeah, I do have a Braille Note Touch, which is a sort of braille computer, if you like. That's the only thing I have, that and a Perkins Brailer, which is a sort of braille typewriter. So it's, I do have some braille technology, and the Braille Note is honestly, it's one of the most amazing pieces of kit you can get, because I just get all of my, because at my school we have a special unit for the visually impaired students, and the learning support assistants just modify the work into plain text so I can read it, put it on a memory stick, and then I've sort of got it, and then I can also edit the documents, so it's amazing for reading and writing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, I was at college with loads of braillists and on their Perkins, and by God, a racket it made.
Oh, yes, because I used to use it in maths before we discovered an app on the Braille Note called KeyMath. And I used to do all my maths braille, because yes, there is maths braille. We used to do that on a Perkins, and I used to be in the back of the Year 9 classroom, bearing in mind it was top set. Everything was chaotic, and I wasn't too keen on maths at the time. And I was there with my plunky, clunky Perkins. My LSA had to lug it around for me. I was just there clunking at the back of the classroom, and I was like, I don't like this.
Well, I think technology has made a lot of difference, and do enjoy tonight. And Kira, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the night as well.